You're listening to The Paw Paw Patch, a podcast for pet loss. Now, here's your host, narrative psychologist, Nelson Paul.
Welcome to our debut episode. This week, we'll answer the question, is pet loss a legitimate issue? So, let's get to it. Okay, so you're here most likely because you've lost your beloved companion animal. A dog, a cat, a horse, a rabbit, a hamster, a lizard, a fish, a bird, perhaps even a snake or a goat or a pig. Whatever the case, you're listening for a reason. You've lost a loved one. It could have been 10 years ago. It could have been 10 months ago. It could have been 10 minutes ago. And you're bereaved. Man, do you hurt. Maybe it's tough to eat. Even more difficult to sleep, especially on any type of normal schedule. Perhaps you feel fatigued or experience nausea and headaches from time to time. You may even endure intense physical heartache, something researchers define as Takotsubo cardiomyopathy or broken heart syndrome, in which you experience symptoms that mimic a mild heart attack, including chest pain, shortness of breath, and the actual ballooning of the left ventricle. This stuff feels so deep, so raw, so real. And yet, our current societal mechanisms suggest you're overreacting and too sensitive, perhaps even emotionally immature or weak. In other words, beyond all the physical symptoms, and on top of the possible guilt and regret, and confusion, the mental anguish you're already feeling simply from the grief itself, contemporary culture demands that you feel shame. The prevailing theory goes, you should be ashamed that you're not just sucking it up and dealing with your pet's death. I mean, your employer is not about to give you bereavement leave, right? And your kids, well, it's not like they'll get a free pass out of school for a week in order to process the loss. It was only an animal, man. At least, that's what everyone tells you. Right. Just an animal. An animal that spent, say, 15 years as an integral part of your family, of your life, of your experience. An animal that was oh so willing to cuddle up next to you for hours upon hours in the wake of that devastating breakup. An animal that always forgave you, even if you forgot to walk him on time or feed her that nightly treat, merely because sometimes you got so overwhelmed with life itself, you couldn't see beyond your own nose. An animal that listened without interruption, without comment, without critique. An animal that never had to be in the mood just to be affectionate with you. An animal that could paint a rainbow upon the darkest of your moments. As if he or she were, in a way, leading you through a doorway to something better. Someplace mystical. Yeah, it was just an animal. Oftentimes, at least with the four-legged variety, they do wait for us, anxiously. On the other side of the door. It could be the front door, a kennel door, a stable door, a pen door, a crate door. It doesn't matter. They wait for us. They don't care what's happened in our day. They just care about us. They can't wait to see us and be with us. They wait without judgment. They wait without expectation. They wait without demands. They simply wait for the chance to love us. In fact, that's pretty much what they live for. Now, can any romantic partner say that? Any sibling? Any friend? Any parent? Any child? Probably not. That's why pet loss can be even more intense than human death grief. The love you share with a pet is unconditional. It truly is a scenario of till death do us part. With a pet, there's no betrayal, abandonment, trust issues, emotional abuse, or resentment. There's no trauma, no scars, no subconscious imprinting that messes you up for a lifetime. Instead, the love you share with your companion animal is pure. It's beautiful. It's magical. And when he or she says goodbye, it can tear us to shreds. And here's a truth very few people dare discuss, at least publicly. Losing a companion animal can create a significant void in our life. Most obviously, we lose a trusted companion, one that has, perhaps, helped us fend off feelings of loneliness and isolation, or maybe eased our anxiety or depression. Companion animals contribute to our emotional well-being, and in many ways, they give our actions an undercurrent of meaning. In fact, a 2011 study published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology finds that pet guardianship actually increases self-esteem, as well as conscientiousness. If only rush hour traffic were comprised solely of pet owners, huh? Anyway, the loss of a pet also inevitably changes our routine. How can it not? With pet guardianship come responsibilities. We often craft our schedule around these responsibilities, creating a set of daily duties, meaning a morning ritual, an afternoon ritual, a dinner ritual, and a bedtime ritual. Some of these duties may even yield additional exercise. If we have a dog, for instance, we probably walk that dog on a daily basis, perhaps an endeavor we wouldn't typically undertake without a pet. Companion animals can also allow us more social exposure by way of things like a dog park, a horse club, an online cat forum, or even a reptile convention. There's a built-in structure to caring for a companion animal, not just one that dictates we must do certain things at certain times, on certain days, but one that actually adds rich texture to the very fabric of our lives. And when he or she leaves us, that structure tends to slip away. That's why we so often feel aimless and lost in the wake of that passing. I'd like to take a moment here to remind you that if you're struggling with pet loss, I can help. As one of the world's leading experts on companion animal loss, I offer workshops, seminars, and retreats designed to help you complete your grief in 3 days or less. To learn more, log on to nelsonpahl.com. That's Nelson, PAHL.com. You'll find that link in the show notes of this podcast. Until next time, for the Pawpaw Patch, I'm Nelson Pahl. Be well.
You've just heard the Pawpaw Patch. If you've enjoyed this podcast, make sure you subscribe to it and leave us a review. The Pawpaw Patch is written, directed, and produced by Nelson Pahl. This podcast is copyright by Wiley Rogue Audio. All rights reserved.
Wiley Rogue Audio hopes you've enjoyed this podcast.